Avoid the tzarich shivatel. On air conditioning? Yeah?
Confirm.
Confirm? Avoid the tzarich shivatel. Chazal said, even if you did bedika and beer, and supposedly if you're not nitin l'malachi asharis, but l'mais, you did a decent job, it's not a sabar, you're going to find some gluski yofes and things and sorts. But Chazal said, doch, maybe you'll find a gluski yofes. The protection against this gluski yofes is to do a bittul on leil bedika schametz after you finish the bedika. Frek the Gemara, why do you have to do the bittul after you finish the bedika? You're worried about finding a gluski yofes on the third day of Chol HaMoed. When you find the gluski yofes, you'll do the bittul then. Of course, the Gemara is a pella, especially according to Rashi, that the whole chash was that when you see the gluski yofes, you start having a Muhammad Sayyatar over there. But Taisa Gasha. But the Gemara asks, do the bittul when you find the gluski yofes. And for the Gemara, of course you can't do the bittul then, because you can't do bittul after Zman Isser. A fascinating idea that bittul cannot be done after Zman Isser. The Gemara even elaborately explains, because Be'etzim et Isseri Hana. And the truth is, I don't know why it was necessary for this to explain the Kinech, but really you shouldn't even buy your Rav Bechlal, because it's Isseri Hana, and the Torah made it yours, but really it's not yours, and the Torah only made it yours for the Gei Bal Yirah. But for all intents and purposes, it's not yours, and therefore you can't do bittul. Frek Rav Elchanan, if the aside of bittul, as explained in the Achroinim, is a Giloy Das that you don't want the Asa and Akosav, why can't you do that Giloy Das that you don't want the Asa and Akosav after? So Rav Elchanan munches on it, but suffice it for us for now, we'll say, you can't. Bittul must be done before the Zman Isser. L'mashal, so when do you do the bittul? At night, after Bedika. Is the bittul chal right then? 10 o'clock at night, you finish the bedikah, the bittul is chal then. L'chayra yesh lovin and love this that the bittul is chal and going to kick in at when it becomes awesome. But you have to preempt it and do it prior to that. Frekti gemar, we're near the bottom of the yom, and frekti gemar, v'nifkla ba'ar, v'nifkla ba'chamish. Why can't you do the bittul in the fourth hour or in the fifth hour? So the gemar says, kivin d'lavzman isuruhu v'lavzman b'yuruhu d'ilma pasha v'loy mevatalei. Chazal wanted that the bittul should be done at an opportune time, that there's something. I mean, I know Pesach is coming and it's already been Zmanim and it's Erev Pesach and there's things going on, but we need Genoi that the trigger to do the bittul has to be L'mushel, right after finishing the Bedika. That's like an opportune time. You just finished the Bedika. I mean, it's 10 o'clock at night. There's nothing specifically happening now, but you just finished the Bedika. But some out of the blue, Shah Revius or Shah Chamishis, again, using a perfect day that Chatzos is 12. 12 means that's the 7th hour, so the 6th hour starts at 11, the 5th hour is at 10, the 4th hour is at 9. And Stam is at 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, there's nothing happening. It's not this man beer, it's not this man of the Isser. So what's going to trigger your memory to do the bittul? That's why it's not Kedai. So Frek de Velt, Shoch Hamishis, according to Rabbi Yehud, is Osir Bachilo. The Gemara's Lashon is Lazman Isser V'Lazman Beer. We know that in Shoshishis, mid the Rabbanah, they made it Osir from Bahanah. Again, everyone holds that Shoshishis, 1 hour prior to Chatzos, they made it Isser Achila. They already made it Osir Bahanah. I think there was even a whole Shaila in the Achronim that could be there's already a Choyvas Beer in that hour. But in the Shoch Hamishis, we have Shittas Rabbi Yehuda that it's Osir Bahachila. So Frek de Velt, why shouldn't you do bittul the Shoch Hamishis like Rabbi Yehuda? It's Osir Bachila. It's something he's going to remind you. I don't know if this is a chi of their eyes to say, but there is a single Torah that the Brisker Rav learns that the gather of Rabbi Yehuda's Shoch Hamishis is an Isser Gavra. It's not Mamish and Isser Chefs and Nechametz. Repercussions, Ayin Shom. But maybe you can use that. Like, that's why it's not, the guy knows the Brisker Rav. He's always Kecheshon, right? He says, Shoch Hamishis, I'm going to remember to do bittul. What kind of bittul? The Brisker Rav says it's not even. I mean, if he's Gecheshon in the Brisker Rav, he's holding, but he's going to remember that the Brisker Rav said that it's only Nisar Gafra, but he's not going to remember.
It's not a pula anyway, it's just the chalos of the thing. Not,
that's another teretz why Shoch Hamishis wouldn't remind you to do bittul, but then I wouldn't bring the Brisker Rav in. And then the point was to bring the Brisker Rav in.
There's
no bittul. Because nothing's happening in the Shoch Hamishis. We need to say a Brisker Rav. That's what I meant. It's
no bittul.
Why no bittul according to Rabbi Yehuda? Oh, Rabbi Yehuda holds beer chametz v'sreifa. We've quite a few times said that even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds sreifa and is not pro pirazayr l'ruach and whatnot, does agree that there is a low-grade tashbisu of bittul as well. Frek the Gemara, okay, I got it. The fourth hour not happening, the fifth hour. V'niftalei b'shis. But do the bittul in the sixth hour. Careful, sixth hour, an hour before chatzos. The Gemara was not asking to do the bittul in the seventh hour. Shis, meaning at the end of the sixth hour. We already said that you can't do bittul after the Zman Isser. You can't do bittul on Pesach, and you can't do bittul after chatzos. But frek the Gemara, do the bittul in the sixth hour. It's not awesome in the Raisa yet. And fit the Gemara, yeah, you're right. Or b'kivin isser the Rabbanon, you could the Raisa dami, v'la b'shusei kaini. Or the Rabbanon is also enough to prevent. This is not shachamishus briskerov, isser achila, not isser gavra thing. This is a real midrabbanon, osser midrabbanon, b'hanoah, 6 hour. It's not b'shusei, v'loi motzi mevatalei. The Gemara makes a sushi, we're going to go into this barichas, let's just speak it out. You attempt to make a halos kedushin with chametz in the 6 hour. Even if it's not chametz gomer, it's chitikrut nice, you're not chosh with a kedushin. So the kids are, it's for sure not happening to do the bedik in the 6 hour. Rabbi Kiva Eger and Gilyan Ashas is mitzayin that the rif is mahapech the girsa. And our girsa, as we just processed through the sugya, first the Gemara asked, do the bittul in the fourth and the fifth hour. And then the Gemara said, yeah, nothing exciting is happening in the fourth or the fifth hour. It's not an isser beer, isser achiv, there's nothing happening. Then the Gemara asked, what about the 6 hour? The rif is geris faket. First, the Gemara asked, do the bittul in the 6 hour. And the truth is, there's a lot of, and then it said, no, it's too late, it's asma derabbanan. So the Gemara says, okay, do it in the fourth or the fifth. The Gemara says, no, fourth or the fifth, nothing happening. So we want an opportune time. We choose after the bedika, post-bedika at night. But the reasoning behind the rif, the Oilu thinks for sure, 4, 5, 6, the Chayra goes, right? The order is 4, 5, 6. But the Chayra, the rif is right. Because according to the rif, you know what the Gemara was asking? I get it, there's a gluski office, so you gotta do a bittul. But why do the bittul after the bedika? Do the bittul at the latest time possible, AKA the 6th hour. Because you said you can't do the bittul once this man is, so do it at the 6th hour. After you explain, it can't be done at the 6th hour, so then you backtrack. Okay, the 4th hour, the 5th hour. So we say, nothing exciting happening by the 5th hour. No one has to do it in the 3rd hour. We already said, nothing exciting is happening. He's saying Krishma, if you didn't daven basikin, so that's this man for Krishma. But we caught on to that already. But that would be the connection for the rift. It's fascinating, because, you know, the Gemara is asking you to do the bittul in the 6th hour. This is reminiscent of the Gemara in Afdala that asked, do the bedika in the 6th hour. That was the idea, because the bedika takes 1 hour and all that. Now, I have a new teretz, why not to do bedika in the 6th hour? Because if there's a din of habayit tzarach shiyavatl, and you're supposed to do bittul when you finish the bedika, so it's not a good idea to do bedika in the 6th hour. You can't do bittul. We know the teretz. I mean, you could still do bedika in the 4th hour or the 5th hour. And we explained on Davdala that you do the bedika at night, because Oran Ariyah for the bedika, we got to go back to that sugya. But that would have been cute, that in the niftal b'shis, you would lose out on the niftal b'shis. But to our main topic for today. Oh, it was supposed to be a blue label bottle, but okay. Sharvis heter gomer. Mitzvah tashbisu to drink it. When does the mitzvah tashbisu start? I mean, if you drink blue label in Tubishvat, I don't think it's mitzvah tashbisu. When would the mitzvah tashbisu start? That when you're drinking blue label, it's tashbisu? Lamed yoin. I would say from the morning, because of the Megillah Shloimeh that says that even though this is din of acholok, but Avada Ve'ema Mitzafer is taka true, that in the beginning of Yudal it starts at Tashbisu. So it's a Gevaldik mitzvah of Tashbisu here, and it's Heter Gomer, and of course you could do Bittul. In the 5th hour, you could do Bittul. And then the clock strikes 11. And it's Aser Midrabbanan. I want to analyze, and that's the whole sugya for today. Don't get distracted from the blue label, it's not here anymore. What's the status of this Chametz, this Gluski Yofer, this Chametz, between 11 and 12, in the Shoch Shishis. Midoy Raisa, it's Heter Gomer. I mean, it's careening and pending for disaster. In another 47 minutes, it's gonna be Chametz Doy Raisa. Not Karis yet, Karis for Achila only happens at night, but it's gonna start becoming Aser Bano. But what is its status now in the Shoch Shishis? Midoy Raisa, it's Mutter Behano. Midrabbanon, it's Aser Bano. And to quote, Isser Drabbanon, Kidoy Raisa, Dami, interesting. And I want to ask a pointed question. What's the status of such a thing? It has an identity crisis. Midoy Raisa, it's Mutter Bahano. Midrabbanan, it's Aser Bahano. Lamashal, I have a question. At Sharavis, how much was this blue label bottle worth?
$300.
Is it the same price, by the way, as it was in Tu B'Shvat, or as it gets closer to Pesach B'Cholif, and if it's only a few hours before Pesach, it starts getting worth less? What? You can sell it to a guy. It's worth the pruta, though. It's worth a pruta. Between 11 and 12, shor shishis. In all honesty, everybody says this is the hardest of the sugya. I'm doing it slow, but then we're going to go and start moving. Is it shavu pruta or not? Remember, something that's isuri hanah is not worth shavius. I would add, you're not the bialim of it. Like most rishonim, it's not shaloi. And even like the rishonim that isuri hanah is shaloi, but it's not rishusai. What's the status of this chametz? L'moshel, the Prichadosh brings a shayla from the Chachmei Venezia. A very interesting shayla. A guy is hoylech lishchoy pischoy v'lomales benoy, so he can't go back. What is he supposed to do if he remembers early in the morning on Erev Pesach? He's not going back anyways. What is he supposed to do if it's early in the morning? He's on the way to lishchoy pischoy v'lomales benoy. Mevatloy, Mishnah Nachmem Tes, the one place in Shas, in the Sechta Pesachim, where it says bittel. He does bittel. What if it's already 3 in the afternoon and he's on the way to lishchoy pischoy v'lomales benoy? What's taking it in? What? Can't be vatel. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Can't be mafter something. It's a suri hanah. You know that a lot of achronim say, pass on the bris and the shechitas pesach, go back home and destroy it. Not so poshut. Others say no. I mean, how are you going to shech the pesach? You're not allowed to shech the pesach if you have chametz. You anyways can't shech pesach. Problem.
And we said it's only in the Azara, so...
Oh, Yaakov, we said maybe it's only in the Azara, and even like the Shita of that Yerushalayim, maybe the Chametz is a B'nai Brak, we spoke that out, that's very good. That's because we said, otherwise what will be the end of going? Claire Chachmei Venetzi, quarter of the Prichadosh. It's 11:30, what are you going to do? Hoylech Lishchei Pisra, Lama Les B'nai, V'nizka, Shech Tei Chametz Beis at 11:30. You going to do Bittel? Yesh, Oimrin. Avada, do Bittel. On a Doraisa level, you're doing something. On a Doraisa, if it would be 10:45, you would do Bittul. So this is the new 10:45. On a Doraisa level, it's still mine. On a Doraisa level, it's Shavuos, it's $300, it's Shali. I have Yechad HaSivat. On a Derabbanan level, not, I get it. But on a Doraisa level, and that's a major Shaila. Mr. Brewer brings such a Shaila. Shoshishis, if it's Kedai Chach B'dievet to do Bittul, at least you'll have a Teyelis of the Bittul, the Gabi, the Doraisa. And here goes straight into the sugya. The Gemara says you can't do bittul. Certainly Chazal aren't going to be misakin lechatchila to do the bittul in the sixth hour. I get that. It's better to provide a different time. Why not the fourth or the fifth hour? Because there's nothing special happening then. So we go back to the after the bedikah. But if when crunch time do we split the doraisa from the derabbanan? So the Gemara makes a sushal to kedushin. If you makadosh an isha, b'sheish shois ulamalo with chiti kordnaisa. Now, we're going to soon go into this balagan. Mishay shoy sulamala means the sixth hour or the seventh hour. Machalik is Rashi Taisis. And also, chiti kurdnaisa is chametz gomer or the rabbanan deka chametz. Machalik is rishayim. Because I want to get clear. If you're makadosh and isha on Pesach itself with chametz d'oraisa, that for sure nothing's going to be chal. Because kesef kedushin has to be worth a pruta. And we're going to soon go into this, but there's a mishnah in kedushin, daf, nun, vav, hamakadosh. The orla klaya kerem sharaniska legla rufitz yipari mitzayrus your nose the petach hamor bosav chalav. What's noticeably missing? Chametz bePesach. Twice as the kasha. We'll get to that also. Bezer Hashem. But point being, Avada, you can't be mekadosh with isuri hana. Let's even stack this up. Why can't you be mekadosh something which genuine the raisa the kisuri hana? What? It's not worth the pruta. It's not worth the pruta. But I would even add. But it's not yours. The chassan has to give something of his. Let's say you don't need a pruta by kedushin, but it's not his, and you can't be maklid. She can't receive it. And I heard once a shtickle taira that is called Amar Rachman Alei Savadi Avad Mahani, and you're getting hanoah because you're being nene from doing the kedushin. Thank you for the aforementioned reasons. What? I'm not up to that. That's the national something. Could you be Mekadosh and Isha if it's the Rabbanan Diki Isuri Hano? Clear. On a Doraisa level, it is Mutter. Lamushal, it's the Shoshishis. Or, if you don't mind, it's Pesach already, but it's Chitik or Naisa. The Chametz is the Rabbanan. The Chametz is the Rabbanan. The Shoshish is the Rabbanan. The Ezer Hashem will finally get to when it's a trade the Rabbanan. I hope to get to that topic also. That's even more further reached. When there's a double the Rabbanan, there's triple the Rabbanan, even we'll see. There's all kind of things. But again, why is the Kedushin not Chal? Now again, the attitude right away is, no, you're Mekadosh, Mishay, Shar, Shlomal, and Mesa, Ein Chayshul Kedushin. What do you mean, Ein Chayshul Kedushin? Let me tell you a story. 11:30, a guy was Mekadosh with his Chametz, with his Derabbanan Chametz. Okay, so you're telling me Ein Chayshul Kedushin, why Ein Chayshul Kedushin? Why are you chayshim chadushim? What?
Because it's not
yours. Oh, the Rashi, I'm going to get to that, one second. Because it's not yours, that's not what the fruit of. But midaraisa it is. Midaraisa it is mine, and midaraisa it is worth the fruit of. Let it chayshim chadushim midaraisa. And I'm going to be straight to the point. Let me tell you what happened. At 11:30, a guy was makadasher with his chametz. Who was makadasher? Reuven. I'm going to confuse you a little bit, but keep track with the story. At 12:45, Shimon was makadasher with a ring. At 1:45, Reuven dies. And at 2:45, Levi's makadasher with a ring. Who's she married to? One at what?
Shimon.
What attitude is to say Shimon? Reuven's kedushin was zilch, niet, nada. And she's married to Shimon, and Shimon is still alive, last I heard. But on a deraisa level, Reuven was makadasher. On a deraisa level, Reuven was makadasher. And that should be my idea, that Shimon's kedushin should have a little bit of a chip on it. That a deraisa didn't really click. And I say, when Reuven dies, now she's still the deraisa penuya. And Levi's kedushin, l'chumrachot, she should need a get. Remember, I want to remind you, Reuven, Shimon and Levi were makadasher with a... with a ring, not with chametz, not with the.
But Chazal can't say that this.
I'm going to get to you. Said the Rashi, I'm about. So what's the pshat over here? The Gemara's lashon is ein chayshin lekedushin. Rashi says, Amayr the Gazach. Rashi asks the kasha. Rashi asks, what do you mean? Very nice. The rabbanon it's asher bano because it's a shashishis, so because the chametz could nice is hanah. It's not so pashtun in Rashi. Does Rashi mean trade the rabbanon or chad the rabbanon? We're going to talk about that still. Again, there's a time factor that if it's shashishis, it's only Zman midrabanan, even chametz gomer is only asr midrabanan then, and then there's chametz midrabanan that even later in the afternoon, even on Pesach itself, machayra, it might be chametz midrabanan. You could have both chametz midrabanan on and the shashishis. Rashi goes and says, Reuven's kedushin totally worthless. Gornish abada. She's makudish to Shimon, even if Reuven dies and Levi marries her, she's married to Shimon. Zok Rashi, why? Afkin rabanan the kedushin midei. The boys say afkin rabanan kedushin midei is a huge sugya in four other places in Shas. B'derechal, by the way, when you learn those sugyas, the case focus is on something happened that Rabbanon were involved in this kedushin. The guy was sent to get and was mavatlit, or he did something wrong with the kedushin, and we say, oh, that's what you want to do, put on you. Over here, they decided that chitik rudnais is asam the Rabbanon. They decided to add an hour to this man of Kavav of Pesach. They weren't thinking about kedushin then. They're focused on being mafkir your kedushin. That's a zaitaga tatzah. Let it fly the kedushin with their eyes. But Rashi says it. We'll go with Rashi. Frag and Achroinim. If Rashi's right, that means Be'emes really, 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 there is a deraisa de kapitel. There really is. There is the deraisa de redeeming value to this thing. Not on the Rabbanon level. So why is the kedushin not chal? Afkin Rabbanon. But why can't I do bittel? Now don't try this. Don't try this. The Gemara says you can't do bittel in the sixth hour. And the Gemara didn't just say, trust me, you can't do bittel in the sixth hour. The Gemara said, hey, there might be an issue. I know, you're yeshiva. She's going to start telling me it's the sixth hour. Midaraisa efshiyed is a prechadish from the Chachmei Venezia. So I'm going to shut you down. The kedusha is not chal. What are you drawing me a cup? The kedusha is not chal because there's a lom deshishtikl taira. Afkin rabban on the kedusha mine. But for the bittel, why can't there be a bittel? Chachon at the deraisa level. If you're willing to make the sakino charifa, the spalt, the split, with sharpness, that you split a deraisa from the rabbanon. And again, I gave you the story. Reuven was makadasha with chametz the rabbanon and a shod the rabbanon, but then Shimon was makadasha with the ring, Reuven died, and Levi was makadasha. Are you, l'chumra, going to say, chayshin l'kadushay Shimon v'Levi? Clap it, deraisa! She's married to Reuven, and then when he dies, she was a penuya and Levi. Reuven's was garnished and Shimon. But you know what? It's more than that. You're Makadish and Isha, but the Eide Kedushin, you know, it's Ma'akiv, Lihikuva, Chalois Kedushin needs Eidim. The Eide Kedushin were Psulei Eidus Midrabanan. What's the din? You were Makadish and Isha, new story, not Pesach, it was a ring, yeah? Tubishva. He was Makadish with Eide Kedushin Midrabanan. Midrabanan! It's not a Kedushin, there was no Eidim. Aithin, Koi Vakoi, there's no Eidim. Midaraisa! There is Aiden. You don't make a split? What? You're gonna ask Yenu there also? When they decided to pass those Aiden for whatever Zaitika thing they did, they were thinking about the repercussion of a Kedushin? That's where they're holding. What's the Shaykhis? It's a Zaitika thing. Is the emesis, there's another Mahalach from the Ritva. The Ritva says, I'm already the Gazak, the Ritva's in Sukkah, the Ritva's in Kedushin, and the Achorim will make a big simus about it. The Ritva says, a bottle of Blue Label. I don't know if the Eilim was talking about the business thing about when a bottle of Blue Label at 9 o'clock in the morning, if it's not worth the same $300 it was worth 3 months ago. But the Ritva says that the bottle of Blue Label at 11:30 is Osir Bahana. So you know how much it's worth in the Raisa? Zero. By the way, if you makad the Shanisha in front of an Eidim that apostle mid the Rabbanon, the Ritva's not going to have a shtickle tire to back this up. He might, go into the zigzag. Oh, Midoy Raisa, there was a Chalish Kedushin Kuz Midoy Raisa, there were Eidim. He's not saying a general, generic thing here. But for Mominus, value? If Rabbanon say something is valueless, so then Midoy Raisa is valueless. It's not a word of Ke'endoy Raisa. You want to hear a fascinating Zach? This is Rabbi Chanan. There's a din when you makadash an issue with a shtar. Does a shtar have to be worth a pruta? Kedushin shtar. No. But is the shtar allowed to be Isuri Hano? No. Why not? I'm not exactly sure. But when the shtar is not worth Isuri Hano, it's not because there's a din of pruta. It doesn't need to be a pruta. And it's not all the other things we said of shaloi and called the makadash. It's not that. But there's a din of shtar has to be worth a pruta. If you makadash an issue with a shtar, that the shtar is made out of paper is made out of something that's Yisurian Amid Rabbanon, you are going to make this split that Amid Rabbanon, so the Kedushin is Amid Rabbanon not. So Rabbi Chanan, even the Ritva is going to agree. The Ritva is a part of Kedushin Kesef. Value! Value, there's no value. Now, Bishlam, according to the Ritva, let's start reading our Gemara. Our Gemara just said a beautiful Shtikl Torah. Our Gemara said, you want to do Bittul? You want to do Bittul in the sixth hour? You want to do Bittul in the sixth hour? How are you going to do Bittul in the sixth hour? If you would be Kaddish and Isha in the sixth hour, the Kedushin would be Chal, says the Ritva. Of course not. Totally not Chal. And Gansen not Chal. Zero repercussions. It's valueless. It's not Shalcha. It's not a proof. It's not a test of Kedushin. So you can't do Bittul either. But the Emes says, according to Rashi, that Rashi pulled out of the pocket there, the Afkina Rabban al Kedushin Minei. So then, why was it a Tzustel to Bittul? I mean, you want to just say you can't do Bittul, fine. But how is the fact that the Kedushin is not Chal, a Proba, a Simen, a proof, a connect chance. It's off, so I understand that you can't do Bittul.
What does it have to do with Bittul that it's worth zero? It's worth zero.
Because something that's worth zero is not Pershuse. It's not Pershuse. That's what the Gemara says. And that we already said on the Vav. One second. What are you saying? Hi, Senator Gosh. We already said on the Vav that it's La Pershuse. Now, yes, it's a loaded issue with when the. You know what? I have other cases. Let's say there's something that, I don't know, there's a rumor in the city, no one should use this item. There's a claw on it. I don't know, someone made a shavua on it. I don't know. There's rumors not to go near this thing. That also becomes valueless. Like, where's the gedarim? Where's the gedarim for that? Where's the gedarim for that? But chutz like the Ritva, I can hear the knesh. That you see that b'kesef kedushin, something that's only asam the rabbanon. It was asam the rabbanon because it was the sixth hour. It was asam the rabbanon because chit tikrit naisas the rabbanon. It's totally not Mekudeshes. Ein choshin klal. Meyo chos Mekudeshes l'sheini. V'loy l'shlishi. Right? That's it. So it's not have to do Bittul. Aber like Rashi, you pulled out the old Afke Inu card. What does that have to do with Bittul? So the emesis of Shmuel Zofsky says, Amayri the Gevarti says, why should there be Afke Inu? You know, there's a makom to say that maybe even for Kedushin, the Kedushin should be Chal. There's no Afke Inu Rabban on the Kedushin, Mine. Mushal of all the Rabbanim. You know, the Brisker Rav says that the Shochamishis is a Zaytigi Issagavra. So I don't want to. Shochamishis is not only Usr Bachil, it's not even Usr Bahano. You don't need the Brisker Rav for that, that's for sure. But I'm saying, but he said, the Israchil is a Issagavra. There's a mokum to say that maybe the Shoshishis is also that style. And you know what? But then it wouldn't trigger an Afkinu. It wouldn't trigger an Afkinu either. It's a chill. Let's split it. And then you would be able to do Bittul. The etzim fact that by Kedushin we did Afkinu shows me that the gather of the Shoshishis is such. Now, what if you makadosh an issue with something that she made a nether on? For her, it's Yisuri Ano. For her, it's Yisuri Ano. Huh? Makadosh an issue with an item that she made a nether on it. For her, it's Yisuri Ano. Chal the Kedushin? It is his. It's worth a pruta.
She knows us.
Yeah, that's tomorrow, Shira, Rabbi Kivegin with the Marocha when she doesn't know. I didn't say
that.
No. It says it on the headline, the Marocha, it's tomorrow. I'm going to try. I'm going to try. What? She needs to get something of value. And there's a whole sugya in Kedushin. Does she need to get something of value or not? What if it's Yisrael not for everyone, but she's a Choylanis? So for her, it's mutter because she's allowed to use it. What if he's a Choylanis? And of course, we did this question already. What if a Choloini buys pita falafel, Cholomoy Pesach, and a lot for his girlfriend, and says, Areya Mekudeshesli. He tells her, Areya Mekudeshesli. It costs 23 shekel. He paid for it. Otherwise, they would have bought lunch somewhere else. And a lot of people I speak to, I always take this seker about this. They tell me, you know, Vada Einim Kudeshes. So I say, yeah, Mutal Hashemi, Pnuya, Belich, Shash, Suffolk, maybe, Reuben, Shimon, Levi. You're positive, it's garnished. B'cholifin. I'm not talking about the falafels, that's kidneys. I'm talking about the pita. The pita.
Where
he
put it into her mouth, or where
he gives it? No, she ate it, but she ate it. No, he didn't just give it to her. She ate it, people think he gave it to her. She ate it. She ate it for lunch. It's not Kesef Kedushin. So again, what if it's Aser B'Hanah just for her? What if it's Aser B'Hanah for everyone? What if she's a Chaylanis? What if she's a Chaylanis? Chiloinis. And now we get to the serious questions over here. Arlo! Is Arlo Suri Anah? Arlo! I lost the Arlo man. What happened? You know what's Arlo? It's the first case in the Mishnah. There's seven cases in the Mishnah. Suri Anah. Suri Anah. Kedushin's Chal. I have an apple of Arlo. How much is it worth? Zero. I have another apple. That's not Arlo. Shona Chamishis. How much is it worth? A pruta. The two apples got mixed up. I gave her one apple instead of Rehma Kudeshesli. What? What? Safi Mekudeshes. I gave her both apples instead of Rehma Kudeshesli. I gave her both apples. I gave her both apples and I said Rehma Kudeshesli. Because Suffolk the Rice and the Chumra says that she's not allowed to eat it. So they gave her something that halachically can't be eaten. Now again, Klapi Shmaya, excuse me, an esrig of Arl is kosher for Dalad Minim? No, it's not Lachem. I have two esrigs. This is not my Shiloh, this is the Shiloh from Rav Elia Rogala, the Dimri Elio. I have two esrigs. One is Arl, one is not. The guy shuckles both, separate. They're mixed up, he doesn't know which one is which. He's holding a lulav with a hardest thing also when he takes one and both. There's both. V'zecher zeh. Yotzi dechevosoi?
No.
No! Claire's a belly rogel. Because both his rogim are not his. Suffolk derais l'chumra. But that's a big chiddush. You have to appreciate it because it's only a suffolk. There's no afkin or rabbanon l'kedushim minei by esrig. You want to say there's a ritva here? Be'emes there's a ritva. The ritva. Did you know what we said? The ritva said that something that's asur mit the rabbanon. Catch on. If it's awesome with the Rabbanon, so that's what its value is. Its value is even with the Raisa. But now I have something. This Be'em is something of value. I have a problem. Suffolk the Raisa l'chumra. Hanhaga of halacha is such that I'm not allowed to either one. I won't get Malchus to Bezim. Will I get Malchus? I should get Malchus to Bezim. If I eat both. If I eat both, I'll get Malchus. What? I'm eating both.
It says if you eat both, it'll
be both. No.
You can't point to one and say, this is...
I'm pointing to the plate, to the tamfoy. It's a salad, it's mixed in with other things. What the cucumbers for sure weren't, Arlo. What's the problem?
Soup. It's a soup.
Yeah, it's a malchus. But I want to know something else that got me the value. The Ritva saying, a mayrdiki side over here, that something that's osur b'hanah, mid the chabonon, is valuable mid the raisa also. We said it's only for kesef kedushin, not for shtar kedushin. Right? The Mishnah in Kedushin says a list of Yisuri Hana. Again, Chametz is noticeably missing. We'll get there. But it gives a list of the Oirai Siddiqui Yisuri Hana that it's Einim Kudeshes. Again, one second. In the Mishnah over here, you need to come on to Afkenu? For the Mishnah, you have to come on to Afkenu? For this Mishnah in Kedushin, you have to come on to Afkenu? Of course not. The Raisa Yisuri Hana. It's not worth the Pruta. It's not his. She didn't get. And it's a... Yeah? Thank you for the four reasons. I'm waiting for a fifth reason.
Except for Rishim.
What's your Rishim?
In Gemara, in Ches.
One second. Okay. Things that are Asr Ba'anam Adarai Savad, it's not Kedushin. We have here Rav Gidl. Rav Gidl was Mechadis, that even if you're Kaddish with Isra Anam Adarabbanon, it's not Chala Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin Nun Ches says that the din of Chulin Shinishchi Bazar was mentioned there in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, there's a man, the Omar, that Chul and Shenishchi Vazara is the Rabbanon. And as such, since the Isser of Chul and Shenishchi Vazara is only Isser the Rabbanon, It's Asr Midaraisa to Shech Chulin and the Azara, I'm pretty sure. But whether that Chulin becomes Asr Ba'achilo or even Ba'hanah is a Machlekes Tanoim, and there's a man Yomer that it's only Asr Midarabanan. And the Gemara says, according to these different gears, and let's go straight into the thing, that the Gemara says, it's in the Maram Kaimis, Chulin Shenishna Ba'azara, Savala Kerab Shimon Avdaraisa, Kedushin Chal. Fregan Alawi Shainim, there are 12 truths and truths, I'm not going to tell you all of them. There's a stira in Pesach Daf Zayin, Rav Gittel says that if you makadosh with Isuri, I know the Rabbanon, it's not Chal v'Kedushin. There's a Rashi that says that it has to do with called makadosh Rabbanon and kadosh with Tefkin Rabbanon v'Kedushin. Meaning, there's other pshat in this from the Ritva that Isuri, I know even of the Rabbanon that Isuri, I know it's valueless. There's other hesber, but that's the fact. That's the Chal v'Kedushin is not Chal in Gansen not Chal. Meyuchuz makadosh is to Shimon. And here it says, by Chulin Shinishchet Ba'azara is under Zach. Wa mai hai hai. So the Rishonim go to town on this. The Ramban and Rashi over there in Kedushin said, it's a machlekes asugis. It's a machlekes asugis. You know what it means, a machlekes asugis? It means that according to Rav Gidl, HaMekadosh B'Shkutei Chulin Shinishchet Ba'azara ain't Chayshul Kedusha. And according to the Gemara Kedushin, HaMekadosh B'Chitik Unais B'Shashish is Chayshul Kedusha. It's a machlekes asugis. HaMabek Nechilim Tin Chametz. Yeah, machlokes asugis. There's other truths that the Gemara in Kedushin means Chulin Shinishchet Ba'azara is mutter. Not that it's awesome with the Rabbanon. It says it's mutter with the rice. Not that it's awesome with the Rabbanon. It's not awesome with the Rabbanon either. Or that the Isser the Rabbanon is only a Isser Achila. And there isn't the Prescrib that says that it's a Gedder of Isser Gavra. I don't know of such a Prescrib. But it's Isser Achila. There's other truths in that Rav Gidl was a local din in Chametz. Bazundar of Chumr by Chametz. Chametz is Chumr Ma'oid. They made a Gzeir Nuksha Atu. Atu chametz gomer or shishis atu shivis. Again, so either achleik is a sugis, chametz is more chomer, or chulin shinish chazor is less chomer. But putting, and there's a few other turtim in Rabbi Kiveger and the Maracha that we're not going to do. Putting that all aside, I want to get to the ikravart here. Tyson Kedushin. There's a Tyson Kedushin that says a big zach. He says, Herzl, you're right. Rav Gidl was talking about the Rabban and the chametz. It was shoyst the Rabban and chametz the Rabban and the chametz. And he says, "Ain chayshin lekedushin." And we have here a Gemara kedushin and ches by chulin shenishchet ba'azara that you are chayshin for the kedushin. He says it depends what kind of a derabbanan. Chulin shenishchet ba'azara ain loy ikar midoy raisa. Explanation: the entire concept of chulin shenishchet ba'azara is a derabbanan dika idea. Chametz on Pesach when it's chametz gomer is aser midaraisa karis even on the chilo and isra hanoa chodesh without karis but isra hanoa. And then rabbanan added hours. They added a bigger list of things that are similar to that kind of chametz. They even added both chametz the rabbanan in shayis the rabbanan, but it has an ikur derais. Aber chulin shenishchet ba'azara is a pure derabbanan. So what? Midrabbanan, let's talk about the Ritva first. Like the Ritva, when something's asr midrabbanan, what's the pshat? Why midrais you're not able to make a chalais kedushin with something that's only asr b'hanah midrabbanan?
It's not worth
anything. And if I were to tell you that the derabbanan that I'm talking about, the mechila from the rabbanan, is a rabbanan that they made up the idea themselves, like, manishtana. B'doimel zeh in Rashi, manishtana when I pull out the afkina rabbanan l'kedushin mine card all of a sudden. The Achroinim say, if you want Maram HaKoymas, there's a Shari Yosher, Reb Shimon Shkop, Shari Aleph, Perak Yud. But the Rabbanon, that's pure the Rabbanon. Reina the Rabbanon is an Isser Gavra. I don't mean the Biskarov Dams. It's Isser Gavra. When the Rabbanon has a Shaykhis to the Raisa, then it becomes more inherent in the Chepze itself. I don't know if I mean classic Gavra Chepze. There might be more Edel and Akud here in the bar. Maybe Gavra Chepz is always more able than a Kuda. Should have respect for that.
This is clearly Misiates to the Isser, which we said everybody agrees to, which is actually Shef, Chulin and the Azara.
Yeah, that's not called Ikar Avada, correct?
You have to get over
that. Yeah, you have to get over it, and it's true. It is Asr to Shef in the Azara, and that's for sure Isser. It's also
that's
Asr to speak. And it's also Asr to speak Lashon Hara, and it's also this. And Avada is the reason. Chazal decided to cancel you and say that because you did the Aver of Shefting and the Azara, we're going to even say that the Basar is Asr. Bano, even. Yeah. It was because of that. And doch, that's called Ein Loy Ikar Min HaTorah. I appreciate the horror. It's called Ein Loy Ikar Min HaTorah. And then there are Yisurim that have Ikar Min HaTorah. What?
color.
Yeah, yeah, about.
Yeah, but it's like Shishas Atu 7. This is like Pana Atu Shisha.
That, at the end of the day, that's the difference. But I want to know like this. I want to know about trade the Rabbanon, because there's a Tyson Chulin Daf Dalet. I want to get to it. What we say, but what do we mean when we say trade the Rabbanon? That's Chametz Nuksha. That it's only Midrabbanon. And also, it's in the Shor Shishas. Tyson Chulin says, trade the Rabbanon. Avadi Yechoshish for Kedushin. Yetak Yechoshish for Kedushin. I think there's a tzad even that it's Chal Kedushin Vada. Midoy Raisa. Tell me, could you be Mavatel? This is, I just thought of this today. Could you do Bittel on Trey the Rabbanon? Could you do Bittel on Chometz the Rabbanon and Shoyes the Rabbanon? The Prechodesh is Chachme Venetia question. Whether there's a Musaga of doing Bittel. Can you do Bittel on a Trey the Rabbanon? Do we say the same way Trey the Rabbanon is so far out that you can make a Chalais Kedushin, you could also do Bittel? I don't know. Even the Ritva, I don't know. The Ritva can't agree by Chon Shiz Bazar. You can't agree? I don't know. How do you know? Chulin Shinishchev Bazar is also worth zero. Chulin Shinishchev Bazar is also worth zero. And nevertheless, and even though it's because of the of a sanction of something deraisa that you did, but there are other abonants and there are other abonants. So again, I want to start it again. We're talking about. When you have an Issa de Rabbanon, we're being mechalik now between Issa de Rabbanon. There's an Issa de Rabbanon that's a cut off of the Raisa, the Kisir Hana, Shishas Atu Shvias, Nuksha Atu Chametz Gomer, Nuksha B'Shishas Atu Chametz Gomer B'Shvias. Trade the Rabbanon. And then we have Chulin Shishas Bazar. I don't have a problem saying, if you want to learn Tzabach Legis Asukis, that across the board, Issa Hana is valueless. Valueless is valueless, and it's not good for Kedushin, and you can't do Bittul. But if you want to start tweaking it, then there might be chalukim, there might be something. We can start talking. So chavimad varam amurim, a fascinating zach. I saw Tosfos asking Kedushin, how come the Mishnah doesn't say chametz? And he also asks, how come the Mishnah doesn't say avodah zarah? So he says, the reason the Mishnah Kedushin, okay? Mishnah, Kedushin, Nunvav, it was in the Maramakimus. Hamakadosh ve'orlo ve'boom. Why does it start with orlo? I'm not sure where the Seder, but why does it say Avodah Zarah? So the truth is, Tosfos brings Avodah Zarah is machlif the domim. I mean, I don't know if the Olim is aware, but if there are a problem with shekels coming from India, then I shouldn't be drinking the seltzer. Because I don't know where Chaim got it from, but whoever he bought it from someone who might have gotten that money from change when he sold something from someone who sold the shekel that comes from Avodah Zarah. And by Avodah Zarah, it's endless. So it was a much bigger crisis than you thought. Crisis. But I'm not talking about Indian shekels, but that's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah and Kedushin, because the Mishnah and Kedushin wants to talk about something that could be Mukhlaf B'Damah. But then Tosfos asks, why didn't it say Chametz the Pesach? And for Tosfos, because the Mishnah in Kedushin is going like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that Chametz B'Pesach is Mutar Bano. And the Ritva answers, get ready, Tanav Shire. He says, Tanav Shire, my Shire, the High Shire, Pigel V'Noiser. Zogin D'Achroinim, Amor D'Gazach. Do you know that even like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that Chametz is Mutar Bano? But that was only Midaraisa. You know what the Rabbanan came and did? What did the Rabbanan came and do? They made it Asar Bano. Is that a Chulin Shinishchev Ba'azara kind of Isar Hano? An out of the blue, no connection to a Deraisa kind of Isar Hano? Of course. Don't fall in the trap and say, oh, but it's Otu the Rabbanon who hold, not like Rabbi Yosef Aglili, that it is Asar Bano. Or it's Asar Asar Chilei. This is an Isar Hano par excellence. And you have to know if such an Isar Hano would have the din that ain't Kedushin Taifsin. It could be, and that's what I meant before, that I have Tlosad the Rabbanon. I have Tlosad the Rabbanon. Like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Chametz Nuksha in Shosh Shishis is Tlosa de Rabbanon. First of all, there's Bechlal Issa de Rabbanon on Chametz. Bechlal Rabbi Yosi Aglili on Pesach. And then you have Chametz Nuksha also. And I'm assuming he meant that, went that far. And then you have Shosh Shishis. What's the din of Shosh Shishis for Chametz Nuksha? There's another major topic that we still have to talk about. Tysus in Kedushin asks, you makadish an isha with Arla. Frektoisis, so you're saying it's not chal v'kedushin. Why? What did he give her? He didn't give her a pruta. Frektoisis, why? You could be nene from Arla, shaloi kederach hano. Where did the in Toimer, am I eni makudeshes? Hashari lehanis mimenu, shaloi kederach hano. And by the way, this is not just a kasha by Arla. By chametz also. And I think it's even a bigger crisis. Why can't I do bittul on chametz? Why can't I do bittul on chametz on Pesach? I found the gluskiya up for the third day chol hamoed. Why can't I do bittul? What? Any b'shusa? Why? If I'm allowed to be nana from chametz shalayka derech hanasi, let's assume I'm allowed to be nana from chametz shalayka derech hanasi, so I have that potential. So which should the other kids have in mind? I don't know if Tosis even means to ask that. Tosis is asking the kasha lagabi kesef kedushin, and a crucial landmark over here. Tosis gives two terutzim. The erish terutz is the amount of fruits of Arla that he gave her is that if you would attempt to be Nenever, Shalaika Derech, I guess maybe would turn it into ashes and then use it as charcoal, or I don't know, you'd come up with some kind of weird thing to do with it. The first Teretz is, it's not, you don't have a Prutas worth. But what if it is? What if it's four truckloads of Paris Arla? And it's enough. According to the Eretz Teretz of Taisis, Mikudeshes! And then Taisis says another Teretz. Then no. Inami Yeshlein. The Mairi Shaper, the Ika Shaper Prutas. Av Shalaika Derech Hanas. Mikol Makoy. Kivan she'isha svur she'es lo lanes derech hanasi ve'eni ken like some kadaita whole thing mekatois. I got to myself. We're gonna have to still see about this. The gedarim.